Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Thank you for being punctual. And those of you who've been on the line for 14 minutes going, oh my goodness, would you please get started? I've got a full day ahead of me. I, like you, have a full day ahead of me as well. Our middle daughter is having a massive graduation party here at our domicile today. So I'm looking around right now at all the things I missed. I'm getting ready for it. Graduating high school and 2 years of community college at the same time is a big deal. And for those of you who have trekked with our family, you know how much the I can attitude, how much I've been able to apply it for family issues. And I want to state up front, that's the purpose of today's call, is to talk about this amazing 12-week course. It's actually only 10. And I've got six wonderful people. Hopefully they're on the line. I know several of them are. But I've asked them to share why this program is so wonderful. If you've ever been to Humans Being More, or formerly called Silver Training, or Entrepreneurs Being More, any of the NECN trainings, any of the NECN programs, if you're new to NECN, or if you, like myself, you've been at it for, you know, a quarter of a century, this 12-week course, it's actually only 10, literally, which is absolutely free, is the glove that slides onto the hand of anything that you've ever done as far as self-improvement, self-help. You really want to, as I say, there's no such thing as perfect balance when it comes to the five pillars, but if you want to at least get going in the right direction, this course will help you do that. And for the last 2.5, we're coming up on 3 years, looking back over my time with NECN and my time in being part of this network marketing industry, I have not ever experienced anything like it. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. So, just some details right quick. As I mentioned, it's absolutely free. We are commencing the next one on June 11th. That's a Tuesday. And I believe we do them, Rita, we do them at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 9 out on the East Coast, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so that segues with all the other different calls that are going on. It's not a competition. If you're tapping into and utilizing the sizzle calls that take place at 5:30 p.m. West Coast time, which is 8:30 out on the East, and of course you guys know this because most of us are smart enough to know how time zone works. Our goal every Tuesday evening for 30 to 35 minutes is to kind of bring it all home. Each week we go through an intensive lesson that is taught by Marty Jeffries and then assisted by William Todd and Michael DiMuccio. And it really is a ton of fun. So, Rita, I know you've prepared, and I'm going to let you go first, and then we can one by one cut out the background noise. But because I know how multitasking we all are. I'm enjoying an absolutely stunning view right now with the birds chirping and attempting to continue clearing my throat and suck on ginger and licorice root at the same time. And please don't send me your homemade remedies because I'm doing them all, okay? I know. I can't put any more lactoferrin under my tongue with jades and immunity, okay? And CM cream on my neck. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Rita, share with the group why you feel the ICANN attitude is so great.
Well, the ICANN attitude course is an excellent training class that teaches you how to take dominion over your thoughts that hinder us in our businesses and thus cause us to fall short of our goals. The ICANN attitude class shows us how to choose control over our daily habits and produce success in our business goals and desires. Yet, the shift in attitude will ripple into all areas of our lives and helps eradicate the bad habits that we have and create the destiny that we desire with integrity. It's an awesome course, and anyone would benefit from it.
And Rita, you and I were talking earlier this week, I was recalling something that David Jones sent to me, and I will get that out to the group, by the way, again. Jim Thorpe, many of you may not know him, but some of you might. 1914, the Olympics, the World Olympics, Jim Thorpe was a track and field star. Someone stole his shoes while he was at the Olympics. And the picture, the black and white picture that David passed on to me, you can clearly see that. They're different sizes, they're different brands. And he dug them out of the garbage and ran and won 2 gold medals. And the reason I bring that up is because Rita has been one of our ICANN Attitude members from the very beginning, and who has faced some incredible challenges physically because of an accident, slipping on the ice a couple years ago. And yet, Rita, you still utilize these principles to add customers, to be customer-centric, to build your business. Where do you think you'd be today without the program?
Oh, I don't even want to hazard a guess. It motivates you and it keeps you going forward. That's really the only direction you want to go in.
Okay, and then one last question for you, and I want to let others share. How imperative is it to connect in once a week, like on the Tuesday night call?
Oh, it's extremely beneficial. It's great to hear other people's stories, and it gives you a different perspective, because as we do our 20-minute homework, it's one thing, but to hear and gain information and knowledge from others is extremely helpful.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rita. Thank you.
It's knowledge, too.
It's not just what?
Accountability. It's knowledge as well. You're gaining knowledge, and it's a great course. You got to try it.
Okay, I was hoping the plane would fly overhead a little faster so it wouldn't come out through the microphone here. Thank you, Rita. Who's next? Who wants to step up to the plate and share?
I will.
Go ahead, Ron. Thank you. Ron, this was your first time through the course, correct?
This was my first time, yep.
Okay. And give us your occupational background, just for the record.
I have repaired automobiles for over 40 years, and I have also kind of done what you do. I do building activities also.
Okay. And what did you glean? And you haven't even finished yet. We're not even done yet with the course. But what have you gleaned from the last, let's say, 10 weeks?
Well, it's helping me to get unstuck personally and with the business of MeCan. I've realized that I'm not the only person that has the issues that I have. Like Rita was saying, you learn from other people there. It's a safe environment, or I found it a safe environment to push myself and to learn, and I've felt challenged, and I've been made to feel a little uncomfortable at times, but I've never felt like I was being judged or looked down upon. And I'm learning to recognize negativity and to avoid it or to turn it positive, not just in dealing with other people, but more importantly, in dealing with negativity with myself or in myself. And I've also learned, ICANN talks a lot about retailing and why that's a good thing.
Ron, you know, you mentioned several things there, uncomfortable, pushing yourself. How long have you been in MeCan?
22 years.
Okay. And the other word I think you mentioned is unstuck. How has it helped you get unstuck on the business side of MeCan?
Well, we had, Renee and I had some early success. You know, we had 6 or 8 people we enrolled that wanted to do the business, and we did not know what to do with them. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I actually wrote out a whole little thing that hit my history of MeCan. this morning. So, you know, we actually joined Niken because of the business. I did have a product experience, but nothing major like some people have. And we were never able to do that. And so for years, you know, I've dreamed of doing this Niken and not quitting, but just, you know, trying to figure out how to do it. And so I can, as I have contacted some people since the beginning I can. And so it's helping me get unstuck in terms of the business in that way. I'm feeling more comfortable doing that.
Okay. And, you know, I look back, 22 years is a long time to be with something, and I haven't reviewed your numbers, but I've enjoyed the conversations that you and I have had, and that's one of the things that Rita mentioned it. I brought it up the Tuesday night. It's every 12 weeks what I've thoroughly enjoyed, and it's not so much being in a position of a diamond in Niken. That has nothing to do with it. I've enjoyed the working relationship with people like you because I get to learn from you as you're sharing some of these things like, you know, overcoming fear and actually calling somebody and booking an appointment and then follow up and going, because all that does is create more of a emphasis on, am I really doing the daily things that we need to be doing? And so I want to say thank you to you, Ron, because I've learned from your example. And because there's a lot of folks out there that that word unstuck, it's huge. It's absolutely huge because there are so many things that happen in life. And one of the things that that I've learned this session is learning how to say no, because I'm addicted to saying yes and helping people. The problem is our business, and as Marty has taught us, that we can visit ourselves right into the poorhouse. And what he means by that is, you know, by visiting and being social and saying yes to things that are, they may be good, but they're the opposite of what's best, that we can literally, our business will tank if we're not doing the business activity. So, Ron, thank you. I really, really appreciate you stepping up and sharing.
Thank you, Ben.
Tukey, Jeannie, David, I can't remember, Lori.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Lori.
For the last 90 days, my business has shrunk, and yet I have stayed positive, and it's an amazing thing when you have peace, and you really shouldn't. And I know my brain is rewired, and that's what this program is all about. It rewires your brain. People think that you can't go from being negative, negative, negative to thinking first positive. And like a seed, I know my business right now, we have a slide on our Tune In Tuesday call. It's the orchard with the apples. And I know my business is a seed right now. When a seed is in the ground, you can't see what's going on, but there's stuff going on. And I'm so thankful. I'm just thankful to the Lord. I'm thankful to my sister, Suzanne, who had patience, perseverance, and she prayed for me. And over a 20-year period, she shared me, Ken. And I finally decided to do it. And it's life-changing. And my life will never be the same. Thank God.
And, Lori, I want to let you go because I know you've got a class to get to right quick.
I have to go lifeguarding. I'm 52, and I'm going to go lifeguarding today at Fort Jackson at the water park. So, yes, sir, I have an appointment.
And, Lori, real quick, I'll talk a little bit after I let you go. But looking back over, you, as you said, last 90 days, and I'm not going to focus on the negative, but you said something there that your business has shrunk. What do you mean by that, and how have you been able to learn from that?
My auto ships have gone down, and what I'm learning is you have to stay on top of everything. You got to follow up even when you think, oh well, you know, I might bug them. No, you're not bugging them. You're actually bringing a gift to them, and when they realize it's a gift, they're going to open it, and their life will never be the same. So I've learned that, and you know, some of us have to learn the hard way, but if you can always look at the positive side of learning something, you can't go wrong. It's the I can attitude.
And it's so true, because Marty has taught us that in a, from a different perspective, the value of autoship. There's one whole lesson that literally focuses in on the benefits of autoship. And, you know, and I've referred to that lesson so many times, and I've even, after I listen to it, I think of people that are not doing the program, and I'll copy and paste the link into an email to listen to this. If you want to get your business to grow, listen to this to understand. Not auto ship as far as making sales, but understand it from Nikin's perspective and why it's so valuable. And it's just phenomenal. So thank you, Lori. We will look forward to hearing you and Sandy Martin next week. Many of you have heard me brag on Lori before, and I don't brag enough. Here is an individual who is over 100 pounds lighter because of Nikin. 100 freaking pounds, to use a pop culture term. That is a lot of extra weight, and she carried it for most of her life, most of her adult life, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And since being part of Nikin, has completely eliminated it, flushed it, give it away, whatever you want to call it. It's not about losing weight. It's about literally donating it. And Sandy Martin has lived a lifestyle of utilizing Nikin products. And so both of them are going to share next week. And you're going to hear a lot less advanced because I will be at our annual fire department pancake breakfast. So there, I've asked these two ladies to share how to really maximize what Nikin's given us for weight dropping and weight maintenance. So we have three others if they're on the line. David, Jeannie, or Tukey.
Hey, Vance, it's Jeannie.
Go ahead, Jeannie. You are one that has been part of the ICAM program now for, I think it's been 3 years, right?
Yes, it has been.
You were part of the ICAN 1. I don't know if they called it ICAN 1. I missed that first session. But then the recorded version, the ones that we listened to, are called ICAN 2. And, Jeannie, just this, I'm going to throw you a curveball right at the beginning here. Why do you keep doing this course? I mean, haven't you learned it all yet?
I ask myself that, too, many times. Well, first of all, I love being a student, and I love learning. And I think part of self-care is really paying attention to your mind. And I think this is, for me, has been the whole ICAN 3 years has been a really mind-expanding kind of thing, because I really have lived between my ears many times, and I've actually lived my Nikin business between my ears too, realizing that I need to get it out of my head into play. And so it's been really great. And being in sales, the type of sales that I've been in all these years, where I've demonstrated kitchen gadgets, and people come and you demonstrate it and you ask them for the sale, and then they go away. I've learned so much about being more customer-centric, about really what are they looking for, and following up, and the importance of that, and how fun it is to call customers and see how they're doing, and knowing that I'm not bugging them, like it said before. But I really feel like I'm living my life more on purpose now than ever, and the relationships I have are really great, just all across my life. And so many things, but repetition is the key to changing things. And I really think that's just a big key. And I find myself catching my thoughts that are not where they need to be, and I catch them, and I change my thoughts, and therefore that affects my whole moment and the rest of the day as well. So I really love the fact that it's me that gets to choose. I get to choose how I want to think about a situation. And I think one of my favorites was learning to, instead of reacting to a situation, whenever I react to a situation, many times things get inflamed. Now I've learned to pause and think for a moment and then just respond. And it's wonderful to see how situations resolve. And so that's some of my thoughts about it.
You referenced one of the quotes from Lesson 11, that we are a victim or a victor that lies between our ears. We get to choose, and the I can attitude, or my I can attitude, is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. My I can attitude and my results are synonymous. They follow each other like night follows day. How important is it to do the memorization? What I just shared right there, that's one part, the first part of six, of the mantra is what I call it, or lesson one. And how important is it, the memorization of that?
I just think it's huge. It's very important. And just going throughout my day, those mantras pop up depending on the situation I'm in. And it's a reminder. And it's so exciting to know that I've trained my mind. I've actually trained my mind to do the things that are better than to go the opposite way. And that helps you to form, I don't know, there's one of them that my I can attitude means forming positive habits too. So choosing your words, and that takes some thought. And there's a whole cycle there. He talks about thought and then word and then action and then habit, I believe. And then what's the result of all of that is your, what's that last one, Vance?
Serenity.
Your character. Your character.
Yeah. Character, yeah. And serenity. I mean, it all mm-hmm. kind of dovetails mm-hmm. in there.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yes, the lesson one and goes all the way through the lessons, and very, very important. I highly recommend it.
Okay. And, you know, one of the things, and I'm going to bring this up because Jeannie has been doing this for us, is that one of the things that this last 12 weeks for me is the element of trust. And when I use that word, what I mean by trusting the participants, the people that are going through it, and also, as Ron alluded to, is I like the term living on the fringe of fear, moving a little further out on that branch and trusting. And for me, it's trust, but for the participants that are going through it, is to trust that they are equipped to lead the Tuesday evening accountability call, the facilitation time, because it's really not about Vance processing or so much, but it's about Vance helping people think about what the words they're sharing and to pull their story out to help them process through. And we have several people, Jeannie's one of them, Rita's another, that have been here from the get-go, that have Suzanne Steele. I could go on and on and on and on of those that I've called on literally at the last minute because I was either stuck in traffic or in an area where there was so much background noise I couldn't do the call. And that's the beauty of this program, is we all get to step up, and you'll hear testimonies from people like Linda Morris and who's the other one? I mean, there's the obnoxious guy from Oregon who shares, who's really, really hyper, and I'm referring to myself. Jeannie, who is the other testimony that gets shared live besides Linda? Is there another? Maybe there's not. But you hear referenced Ruth Williams in so many people that have gone through the course.
Well, Mike DiMuccio does.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike DiMuccio. There you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Michael and William are kind of the hosts, and then Marty does the teaching. So, and if you've never heard it, let me just put this little commercial, this little caveat. ICAN Attitude Developmental Course, that's the tab you're looking for at the website. Here you go, SaturdayAMLive.com. Jeannie, I might have mentioned that website a couple times, maybe. I don't know. There's a little sarcasm for you, so don't. I'm not attacking you. But if you go to Saturday AM Live, look for that tab that says ICAN Attitude, and listen to number 12. Listen to lesson 12. It's right near the top. It says it's time to say goodbye. If you click on the little blue link, it's a 14-minute overview of the whole course. And you'll get to hear and say, okay, this might be something that would be worth investing into. And Jeannie, you taught me, what does this course cost?
About 20 minutes of your time every day.
That's it.
Yeah. Maybe 25.
Yeah, some of the lessons might be 25. But if you're a quick reader, some of them are as short as 4 pages. And then the longer one, I think the longest one is 9 pages long. And you can read as Marty just reads what he's put together. So it's really user-friendly, whether you're a reader or you're a listener. You can choose either way. I always encourage people to do both. I've done both, and it's really beneficial. So thank you, Jeannie. I appreciate you more than you all ever know. Tukey or David, are you guys on the line?
I am.
Go ahead, Tukey.
I want to make a statement before I start. The statement is, if you want a solid foundation and a successful business in NECAN, this is the necessity. I've been in NECAN for 20 years, and this would have changed the whole 20 years if I had this course in the very beginning. All of us come from different lives. Some of us are employers, employees, homestay moms, and this course here has been such a blessing in my life. I mean, I've been in NECAN for 20 years, and what I did in my life, I got in the business because of the products. I wanted to make such a difference in people's lives like it had done for my grandfather. And so that was the driving force in me. But I didn't really have sales experience. I was home-based business, but nothing like network marketing. And what I found myself doing is I would sabotage myself as soon as I come to a point, almost like the other guy said, you get stuck. And the reason I did is because I didn't know what to do. And this course has set me free in so many areas. This course gives you that information on sales, on customers, auto ship, but Marty Jeffrey takes you through a process that teaches you how to talk to the customer, what is important, not to take it personal, not to beat yourself up like sometimes I did. I love the concept of I don't do negative. That was just as important as the repetition. The repetition was so important because it takes that information and puts it in your subconscious mind and applies it into your life. So without you realizing, you're actually forming good habits based on what you've, the repetition. But, don't do negative. My big thing was don't do negative for myself. You know, I'd beat myself up if I messed up. And then all of a sudden I pulled back, and with Marty said, you know, don't take personal, and don't take it pervasive where it's not affecting your whole life. Confidence. I have more confidence than I've done before. finding what my customers want for a why, but I pushed it to my distributors. I had two distributors, two chiropractors that used to be in my business that both signed up again. And when I went back to talk to them, I didn't do all the talking. I wanted to find out, why did you sign up? What is it that I can do and what are you focusing on? Rather than giving them the information, I wanted to find out their why so as a sponsor, I could be present a solution to them. This is my second, and I've got my goals and everything for the next 90 days. It's taken me two courses to change the way I think. I mean, you just can't believe how you've got these concepts in your mind, and then you have to get them out, learn them, and then relearn the concepts. And sometimes that takes a time, but that has given me so much freedom, and right now I have the confidence to do this business now that I never had 20 years ago, and I am so grateful for this course. And it's not just you. Boy, I'm going to try to get some of my team members on it, because if you can work as a team going through this process, you'll even find more success. Thank you. Of course. I didn't even know what I was getting into before I started. The first time I saw it, when the first lesson thing, I mean, say this five times a day. I mean, I was, you know, kind of frustrated and thinking, what is this going to do? But boy, you know, what a blessing this has been in my life. Thank you so much, Sam, for continuing this program.
Well, and Tuki, I have to say, because you and I both share the same foundational philosophy, and when I opened up my Bible to read this morning, and don't worry, I'm not going to preach at anybody, but the page that opened was something I read and I highlighted, oh my goodness, I don't know how many months ago, probably a year ago, and it just simply says, get your minds ready for action. And I know I've shared this before, but I read that and think it says being self-disciplined and set your hope completely. And it's just like, okay, get your minds ready for action, being self-disciplined. And we have to. And Tuki, you did a beautiful job explaining that, you know, 20 years, where would we be had we had something like this? It's a real fundamental. Many of us that have been in Econ for a long time, we remember Dave Stoltz's book, The Getting Started Manual. And this was a $5 book that really took people from no network marketing experience to fully equipped to do it. Just some basic core things. And a lot of it was disciplines and mindsets and so many things. Marty does that. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. I've never experienced anything so easily digestible in a way that's self-taught that we can take the time. And it's just like doing kind of an MBA course or PhD course that, you know, but you do it on your own. And this is all the rave right now. Internet courses that colleges and universities, they're getting the biggest bang for their buck financially because they don't have any bricks and mortar structure to provide for their students. And so many people are doing these courses online. And basically that's what this one is. And you have to be disciplined to go through it. And if that scares you away, trust me. And I've already had several people who have texted me, and that's the key. You have to be able to text, and if you don't text, then you're going to have to call me on my cell and let me know that you'd like to be part of the program. And here's how we're going to wrap this up, because I don't know if David is on the line. David Jones, if you want to put in your 2 cents worth, I want to give you a shot, but David may not be on. So my phone number to text me and say, yep, I'm in, I would like to know more, I'll call you. June 11th is when we're starting, and that'll be our first call. It'll kind of give you the whole bricks and mortar, so to speak, the ground rules, the guidelines that we go by, what, you know, answer all the questions that you may or may not have on how to do it, because it's really fun, it's really simple, it's totally at your own pace, but it does take, as Jeannie mentioned, 20-25 minutes a day. That's it. And I guarantee you, and I get absolutely nothing monetarily wise, we've got more people going through the program every 12 weeks that are not part of the Rogers organization. So it's really not padding, you know, our envelope, so to speak. It's not putting more money. I don't gain anything. What I gain from it is I learn from people like Kuki and Jeannie and Rita and Ron and Lori and so many others that are discovering things that the Five Pillars of Health has taught them through this program. 503, here's my phone number, 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. Just pop me a text, and thank you, Rita. pop me a text and just say I'm in, and I make a list, and then I communicate via text. But again, we've had a couple people in the past that don't text, and that's fine. I'll make sure you get the information, but that's just the fastest way for me to get it. I do send reminders via text. I'm very, very careful and guarded. I don't over inundate people, but I want, that's the fastest way that I know how to remind people, hey, the call is again tonight, here's what we're focusing on, this is what you come to the call ready to share, and it's a ton of fun. And one of the things that was not mentioned, and this comes up in lesson number 11, is the most beautiful definition of the difference between guilt and shame. And Janice Miller this last week really, really brought that point home. And the way Marty teaches it is basically that guilt is making a mistake and realizing, yep, oh, I messed up. Okay, now I'm going to go forward. I'm going to learn from my mistake. Shame is saying, well, yeah, I've been a deacon for 5, 10, 15, 25 years, and I'm a failure. I'll never amount to be anything in life. You know, that's shame. And that's not true. Shame has no place in our lives, and we need to make a point to, you know, crucify that and get it out, all right? And so there's so many different things that you learn. And even if you're not doing this, and here's a little caveat, if you're just simply looking to grow as a person and you really don't want to, you know, build a unique business, jump in and do the course. Your relationship, your life, in all five of the pillars will absolutely benefit. Absolutely. I could go on for hours telling you how much our family has been impacted from me doing this course, because I'm learning. And you'd think at a half a century I'd have it all figured out, right? No, I'm just kidding. But it's really, really been fun. Really been fun to apply it in that regard. So that's all I've got for that. And plug in again, 503-348-0749 is how you get linked in. And if you don't text, call me. And if you don't catch me live, then leave a message. Say, Vance, I've got this question. I want to commit, but I need to know more, or, you know, that kind of thing. Whatever it may be for you. But we'd love to have you be a part. Again, June 11th is when we're kicking it off. And for that next 12 weeks, it's going to be fun. And I'm already looking at the list of people that have jumped on board and said, I'm in. And I'm excited because every single session, it just keeps getting better and better and better. So thank you, Rita. Thank you, Ron, Lori, Jeannie, and Tuki for sharing and being a part this morning. And I really look forward to blasting off with you on June 11th. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm.